On today's Technobabble, troubleshooting your live stream.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. That's a great way to do it. Or if you're watching the video, just leave your comment below, either on YouTube or on trinitydigitalmedia.com. And of course, as always, you can hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Clip. So let's get started talking a little bit about troubleshooting, because I've noticed something. There are a lot of churches out there that they fire up the live stream and they think smooth sailing from now here on out. No problems whatsoever. I just don't see why that's the case whatsoever, because whenever you start anything new, there's going to be problems. So I thought that I would take you through 5 C's to help you troubleshoot your live stream. First off, clarify the problem. This is something I used to work in tech support doing troubleshooting, and more than once I would get someone who would call up and they would say they had a problem, and I'd think I understood what they meant, and I'd take them through some steps only to find out, no, they didn't mean that at all. They meant something totally different, which was maybe easier, maybe harder to fix. So that was the first thing, is clarify the problem. Ask them more questions. Figure out what "I can't connect to the live stream" means. It could be they can't connect to your website whatsoever. It could mean my computer won't fire up. It could mean I'm on the website, I'm seeing where the video should be, but it says something about flash. Do you see how all three of those things have totally different solutions? So you need to clarify exactly what their problem is. Get as many details as you can. Number two, check their configuration. What I mean by this is it's a totally different troubleshooting process if they're watching on an iPad than if they're watching on a Windows XP machine than if they're watching on a Mac. You see, each of those have totally different solutions, different problems. For example, the XP machine is a really old computer. If it's got XP on it, it's really old. So there's a chance that person really just isn't going to be able to get your live stream. So if you knew that ahead of time, that could save you a lot of time, trouble, and hassle. You should know that there are limitations to what you can do. So if they have equipment that just cannot support the live stream, be unhappy about that, be sorry about it, but there's really nothing you can do until they upgrade. So their configuration really, really, really matters when you're doing this. Next, confirm someone outside the church network can see it. It could be that the problem's on your end, and for some reason your signal is not getting to your live streaming host. It's not making it to your to where it's being distributed from. If that's the case, then you can troubleshoot their machine 7 ways from Sunday. But if it's not getting out, or your host isn't getting it, or they're not distributing it, or there's some other problem on your end, then it doesn't matter what you do for them. That's not going to fix the problem. So you need to find that out. If there's a dozen people watching and 11 of them can see and hear and everything's great, but one is having a problem, that's a totally different fix than there are supposedly 12 people on, but 11 of them are just being quiet. And they're not complaining that there's a problem. They're just assuming that you're going to fix it. You just haven't yet. Totally different problem. But from your perspective, it can look identical. So you really need to confirm that someone outside of the church's network can see it. Because depending on a few things, it's possible that within the network, they could see it, but no one outside on the internet could. So some port issues and things like that. So that's something that I want you to confirm absolutely, that someone outside of the church's network can see it. Number four, this is what we call Occam's razor, and that is consider the simplest solutions first. What do I mean by that? If I had a dollar for every time someone called me up when I was in tech support and they would say, yeah, there are no lights on this machine whatsoever, and it was working fine yesterday. I just don't know what's wrong. You better send me a new one. Only to find out that it had either come unplugged or the circuit breaker had tripped or something like that, where the machines that I typically worked with did not have the problem where they would just die. Unless they were hit by lightning, which, you know, all bets are off with electronics when they're hit by lightning. But if it had been, if it's the case that there was no indication of life whatsoever, the unit felt cold, even though normally they run a little hot, things like that, I don't think I can think of a single situation where it wasn't the case that there was a power issue. It was the simplest solution. But nearly every time someone would fight me and tell me that no, in fact, it was plugged in. And the receptacle was good. It absolutely worked. Every time they would fight me on this. But when we went for the simplest solution, we found that the simplest solution was the right solution. It, in fact, was that there was a power issue that was unrelated to the equipment. So when you're thinking about the live stream, think about the simplest solution. When is the last time the machine has been rebooted? That's why the IT person at your work will always say, have you rebooted it recently? Because it just works. Today at church, I was working with something and it just wasn't working right. And finally, I just pulled power, plugged it back in, and it started working perfectly. That's just par for the course. So start with the simplest solutions first, and then work up to the more complex ones. It could be that you've got two causes that are giving you differing results. That happens sometimes. It could be that they don't have audio or video, and then you get the video working, and in the course of trying to figure it out, they muted their computer, and that's why now they've got video, but they don't have audio. Two different causes, one solution. That's the kind of thing that happens all the time, but notice the solution to the no audio problem was very simple. So simple you would overlook it. So think of Occam's razor. Consider the simplest solutions first. And finally, create a common problem checklist. Now, what I mean by this is you'll start to notice over time that you have the same problems crop up over and over and over again. And you can start to develop kind of a checklist of, well, have you done this? Have you done that? Are you on a Windows machine? Are you on a Linux machine? Are you on a Mac? Are you on an iPad? Are you on an iPhone? Are you on an Android phone? What's the version of the Android operating system that you're running on, etc.? And you'll notice that based on their configuration, different things tend to go wrong. And they'll be clustered. Sometimes they'll be similar. Occasionally you'll have the outlier, but most of the time, probably 80% of the time, you'll be able to solve it with just a simple checklist to have someone check these same things over and over again, and they'll find the solution. So that's what I want you to do, is create a checklist. So just to reiterate what we've gone through today, clarify the problem. Find out exactly what it is. Number two, check their configuration. Figure out what they're dealing with so that you know how to proceed. Three, confirm someone outside the church network can see the live stream to make sure that it's not on your end. Number four, consider the simplest solutions first. And number five, create a common problem checklist. When you do all those things, I think while you won't get 100% viewership, you never will be able to get 100% of people to be able to watch it, because some people will have machines that are too old, they'll have software issues, they'll have hardware issues, they'll have things outside of your control, but you'll get more and more people able to watch. And that is how we go out and change eternity. If you like this content, don't hesitate to go over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and I've got a little video mini course there, or if you'd prefer one of my books or something on ProPresenter, you can pick that up as well, all for free, and you get a free subscription to my newsletter. So head on over there and get that today. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.